Ramsey TV.
Yeah, drove back to the hospital today, got my good headphones back. So here we go. I just dropped off Maria. She went in and picked up the stuff. I don't know. I just didn't feel like going back in. Can't really explain that, but yeah, this is something I think you can understand. I'm Martin Zender. You're at MZTV. They sent me home, you know, and gave me instructions telling me that there would be a home care nurse coming in to, they still have to give the antibiotic treatments. You have to keep them running every 8 hours. See, so this nice woman came, never met her before, never had to do this before. And so, you know, while I'm waiting to get an appointment, which is a frustration and a half, my insurance plan, if people take it, is good, but finding somebody who takes it is coming to be extremely frustrating. And because I have a stupid HMO plan, I don't know. Agent talked me into it years ago. I don't know anything about this stuff 6 years ago, whatever. It made sense to me at the time. But now you have to be in the network, and right now, going through a real trial, trying to find somebody who will treat me. That's what I need. It's just, I don't know. My wife is so frustrated, and so am I with the medical care system in this country. It is a, I'm sorry for anybody in the industry. I'm not saying there aren't good people. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying the system is a major satanic clusterfuck of clusterfuckedness that cannot be cured. It's just so complicated beyond belief that I know people die trying to figure it out or wait in line or, you know, that's not going to be me, but we're going to figure this out. Anyway, it's a really frustrating thing. Anyway, besides that, just bringing up to date on that. Besides that, this nurse came this morning named Deidre, probably in her 40s, a Bahamian from the Bahamas, via Ghana, but she lived in Toronto and is now working here in Florida as a healthcare professional. She goes to people's houses. She showed us how to, because, you know, I have this thing in my arm, right? Remember that? Remember that? I showed you yesterday. Showed you this beautiful thing. You stick the IV right in that port right there. That's fantastic. So convenient. And taught Maria and me how to do it. So as soon as I'm done making the show, we got to go pump a bag in there. The way Deidre showed it. So very nice woman. Short hair, tall, thin, very pleasant, smart. And she, we had time because this, it took a half hour to drip, and she's changing the bandage and everything. And she asked me what I did. I said, well, I'm a writer. I write books. In fact, you see all those books over there on the bookshelf? I have all my books lined up because, you know, I like to look at them and remember what a great writer I am and how many books I've written. So she goes, you wrote all those? Oh, yeah. Well, what do you write about? I said, well, for instance, one of my book titles is How to Quit Church Without Quitting God. Oh, my God, that set her off. She goes, oh, my God, I love that topic because I was, when I lived in Toronto, I found out I was in this cult. And she talked about this Jewish cult. I can't remember the name of it now. I'd written it down, and I looked it up. It was some Jewish national thing. And she was in it for many years, and she found out it was a cult. And now she says, I'm really confused, and my kids are confused. And she goes, that book sounds like something I really need right now. And I said, well, what you really need, I mean, yes, I'm going to give you a copy of that book to take home. You are? Yes, not only that, I'm going to give you another book that you need. Really, this will make everything make sense to you, especially when you've been into the Israel identity thing. Nation of Israel, I forget what this group is called, but it's a cult. And it's in Canada, in Toronto. And she was in it, and I said, do you know why you got out of it, Deidre? Because you're spiritually intuitive. You have a spiritual intuition the other people who are still there don't have. See, I compliment people whenever I can. I mean, I compliment atheists. I said, you have a spiritual sensitivity that you don't even realize because you reject the hypocrisy of mainstream religion. I said, I need to send you home with The First Idiot in Heaven. It's a book I wrote about how the Apostle Paul was a writer and was an apostle sent to the nations with a separate message from Israel. Her eyes got real big. I got a copy of my book, First Idiot in Heaven. She wanted me to sign one of the books to her kids, First Idiot in Heaven, sign that, and then another book to her other child, I should say. But she's going to read them first, you see. And she goes, I'm going to start on this tonight. She is so serious. So there you are. There you are. That made me feel better about all this. It's like, yes, my life is a living letter of Paul, and when I get an open door, I'll go right through it. I don't break doors down, but I go through them. And another member of the body of Christ coming to the fore, why not? Because of the crap I'm going through, that'd be just like God, wouldn't it? So, Deidre, bless her. I'm going to see her again tomorrow. Maybe she started the book. I will let you know. Title of this show, Religious and Medical Monopolies. First of all, thank you for your comments. I guess this is the second of all. And Maria loves your comments, too. Independent news sources broke up the monopolies. There was a time in the United States when you had three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, and they decided what the news was. They decided what you saw and what you didn't see. If you wanted to make a movie, you had to go to Hollywood. Hollywood was the source of all movies. There was a day. And music, you had to go to Nashville or New York, Miami, LA, big cities, big markets. All been broken up by what? Independent sources. Independent sources. The internet has opened up the world. Now there are other opportunities. There are better. And when the internet is free in the United States, and creators can create independent movies, independent music, and if they make good music, they will rise to the top. And YouTube channels, people have made millions of dollars with content much better than any network television, and they rise to the top because they're talented and people find them. They look for them. Independent sources. My wife looks at all these Peruvian sources for Peruvian politics, independent people, just like me, only they cover Peruvian politics. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the spiritual. You can see the parallel here. The spiritual broke up mainstream monopolies. What are the mainstream monopolies? I mean, Catholics, Baptists, Methodist, Church of Christ, Pentecostal, whatever you like, all the mainstream religions, they had a chokehold on information. Not anymore. Now you got MCTV on the internet, and people who are seeking, they want to find out something about eternal torment. What is hell, really? Is there really a place called hell? And the Catholic Church, remember, there was a day when they kept you from understanding. Well, the Mass was in Latin, and they kept you from looking for yourself into the Bible. They kept you from going to any outside source. That's the first thing a cult does, and every religion is a cult, and every branch of Christianity is a cult. They don't want you looking for yourself. They don't want you searching. They don't want you to find something. Same thing with the independent news sources. I mean, they're so much more powerful now, and people know more. People are smarter about what's really happening in the world because of independent news sources. They don't have to go to the dinosaur media anymore, these conglomerates that are too big for their own good. They're top heavy and they have a bias and they're in it for money. Whereas people like me and other independent creators, whether on the political side or the spiritual side, we do it because we love it. We do it because we're into it, because we know more about it. I know more about it than anybody with a diploma. I know more about the truth, about the planet of the eons, God and Christ, their natures, than any accredited, schooled, diplomated person. And these independent political people, they study because it's their passion. The other people do it because it's their job. And it's just opened everything up. And it's a beautiful thing. It was the same way back in Jesus' day. Jesus broke up the monopoly of the Pharisees. That's what pissed them off. They were jealous. Jesus was taking away their people, ruining their monopoly. They had the monopoly on the people. Suddenly this weird-looking guy from Nazareth showed up, and they started following him and, you know, listening to him and taking members away from the mainstream church. And he doesn't even have a diploma. He never went to the schools we went to. They all go to the same schools, by the way. The mainstream broadcasters, they all go to the same schools. They all say the same thing. They all say the same thing. Independent people, they're all different. They have nuanced thinking. They actually think. They actually go deeper, deeper, deeper. Now we get to the medical, before I get that, Peter, James, and John, remember that, Pharisees were amazed that they were so powerful and they were so well spoken and they were so knowledgeable because they were unlettered men. I'll give you the verse. Plain and unlettered. That was the plain and unlettered. That's how the mainstream hospital people look at me. Plain and unlettered. People who look to natural ways that work with the body and not against the body. The mainstream medical. Kelly, my sister Kelly, says something really great. She says, after I told her about my experience at the hospital and how they cornered me and preached at me and looked at me like I was an idiot for even for thinking differently than them, she said, quote, these people act like there's no such thing as the internet. These people don't realize that there's an internet. All these people and all these hospitals, the mainstream, they all these major medical doctors who drive their fancy cars, live in mansions, work at hospitals, they all went to the same schools. I mean, not literally the same school, but the same train of thought, the same mind stream, the same infection of staid, broken, archaic, dinosauric medical information. They only know one way and one way only. And they are not open to other ways, and they are jealous of other ways. They hate other ways. Just like the Pharisees hated people talking to this bumpkin from Nazareth. And I'm sure that the mainstream news places hated it when independent news sources came out and people started going there because the people had a passion, the broadcasters had a passion for what they did, like I do. You don't get what I do in church. You don't get this. That's why you're here. My God. So the mainstream medical is the old guard. That's what I was dealing with at the hospital in Boca Raton, the old guard, trying to hold up the old ways. You go to any doctor's office, again, I've said this before, they have the jar of cotton balls, jar of Q-tips, jar of tongue depressors. Why? They have no idea why they have these things, but it's that's the way it's been done since 1925. Damn it, that's the way we do it here. And the crinkly plastic paper where they tell you to sit. I never sit there. I sit here and wait for the doctor. They want me to sit in the crinkly. No, I sit in the comfortable chair. They come in. They look at the crinkly little death mat where you're supposed to be sitting. Where is he? Oh, he's over there in the chair. It's like they're shocked. They're shocked that you thought for yourself and you didn't do exactly what they told you to do. We told him to sit here. He sat there. I did it on purpose. And during the CV19er, insanity, they had those little dots that said stand here. I did everything but stand there. I stood to the right of it, to the left of it, in front of it, behind it, anything but on it. And yet there were people who obediently, both feet on the dot, stand here. Okay, they stand there. They can't think for themselves. They're pawns of the system. They're useful idiots. And you find that in the political world, in the spiritual world for sure. People who go to church, they're just mind-numbed robots that listen to whatever the preachers tell them, and they don't know any other way. They can only spout talking points. Same with people who don't know anything about real politics. You know, it's just, and what do we got today in the spiritual world? We got Scott Hickel broadcasting from his kitchen. You got me broadcasting here in front of a green screen from a spare bedroom in Fort Lauderdale, and yet this is where the real truth has gone out. So there's a holy trinity to the mainstream medicine. They have their own holy trinity. You better not touch it. If you touch it, you're an apostate, and you will be punished. I'm talking about in the world of the cancer world. This is their big gun. Oh, cancer's a big business for them. And their holy trinity of mainstream medicine is chemo, radiation, and immunotherapy. Chemo, radiation, and immunotherapy. That is their holy trinity. And if you question it, if you even ask about it, question it, they look at you like you are a bumpkin, you're a rube, you're an idiot, you're foolish, you're dumb, you must be from Nazareth. You dare to question our wisdom? Well, yes, I've looked at other sources. I found out that radiation therapy damages healthy cells, that chemotherapy is a poison that goes through your entire body, that immunotherapy takes out your T cells, your greatest fighting cells that you have, and genetically modifies them and then reinserts them into your body through what is called a PICC line. It's not like a catheter I have that goes halfway up my arm. It goes into the heart, almost into the heart, the edge of the heart, and it squirts their poison into the heart. and it changes your body forever. That's what immunotherapy is. This is what the cancer queen told me at the Boca Raton Hospital. You need immunotherapy. Well, I looked up the success of immunotherapy. That's what it is. It alters your T cells, genetically modifies them. Does that sound permanently makes monsters out of them to kill cancer cells because they know it's best. They take your God-created T cells, genetically modify them. Look it up. That's what immunotherapy is. That's what they were recommending to me. We go to the grocery store, Maria and I, and we won't even buy food that's genetically treated. We like to buy, you know, GMO-free. No GMOs, right? You see that label on food now. They brag about it. They advertise it. Non-GMO. GMO stands for genetically modified organism. This has not been genetically modified. Oh, good. So I know people, I'm sure there are people who refuse to buy food that has been genetically modified. And yet in the medical world, they will not hesitate to sit in a chair and have their major fighting cells, the T cells, genetically modified, taken out, genetically modified, and reinserted into their body. It won't think twice about it. They have their whole body GMO'd. Your whole body's going to get GMO'd. But I went to the grocery store. I refused to buy GMO milk. I refused to buy GMO lentil beans. Well, we're going to GMO your entire fucking body permanently. Okay, that's fine. I'll sit still for that. How many days do I have to do this? 30 days. God, this is insanity. This is insanity. That's the Holy Trinity of mainstream medicine. Of course, the Holy Trinity of mainstream religion is eternal torment, free will, and the Trinity itself. Eternal torment, free will, the Trinity. The medical people say, if you don't do what we tell you, if you don't follow our Holy Trinity, you will die. Like, they want to have that power over you. If you don't follow what they say, they're the deciders of whether you live or die. You do this or you will die. Mainstream religion. My God, I know I've been talking about this, but I'm in this world right now. So many similarities and mainstream politics, everything. Mainstream education. Oh my God. You know that. College. Mainstream college is practically useless. They turn you into left-wing freaks. Liberal colleges. Used to be liberal education. Now they actually turn you into left-wing liberals. So anyway, not going to get into that, but I could. Don't want to, though. The Holy Trinity of mainstream religion, eternal torment, free will, and the Trinity. If you don't do what we tell you, you'll go to hell. At least the mainstream medicine people only threaten that you will die. I mean, that's, you know, but the mainstream religion people say you're going to suffer and burn forever if you don't do it their way. What? You haven't been baptized? You don't go to church? Oh my God, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. You're rolling the dice by not going to church. You're rolling the dice. You have no spiritual head. You're out there on your own. You think you're protected? You think you're protected? Mainstream medicine. You think you're protected? If you go doing your silly things with your curcumin and your mushrooms and... do you actually think you're protected? Oh my God, they mocked me. And I realize now why they said to me, Martin, we're worried about you. Martin, we're worried about you. I realize that now. They're not as worried as about my actual issue as they are about my decisions after they removed surgically. They're worried that I'm so stupid that I don't know how to maintain my health. I realize that now. And that's why that doctor I told you attacked me, because they had a meeting about me. I got a hair stick. They had a meeting about me, you see? And the cancer queen who had talked with me earlier and realized my disposition concerning these things, she reported it to the group. Oh, and then the little bee of the group, the little gnat, the little irritant of the group, this Italian spitfire doctor came out and said, I'll fix him. And he attacked me the next morning. Just really attacked me. Ask the nurse's aide. She was there. Attacked me. Berated me. Belittled me. Threatened me. Mocked me. Because I'm an independent thinker. They treat you stupidly. They treat you like you're stupid in all these worlds. All these worlds. If you don't do what they say, both worlds, mainstream religion, mainstream medicine. You may say, Martin, the route you took, though, you went with Sasha and you did all these natural things, it didn't work. Well, I have to agree with you there. Because nothing works 100%. Did their things work? No, but I have a much better chance. Our way doesn't harm the body. I told my wife, I want it all, honey. I want it all. And she agreed with me. But when I say I want it all, I want to be rid of this. And I'll submit to these people to do what they do best, which is cut shit out, like I told you. But I also want to be a whole person. I don't want to be a compromised person who can't talk anymore, who's totally fatigued and has no hair and walks around like this. They deemed me to be in remission this month. I got to go back next month to find out if I'm still in remission. No, I want it gone, and I want it all. I want it all. Some people may say, oh, you're rolling the dice not to go mainstream. Yeah, they're rolling the dice too, and they will admit that. Yeah, of course they're rolling the dice. You want to see something my sister sent me? The success rate. Listen to this. What is the success rate of immunotherapy? Researchers admit that it's still hard to predict who will respond to immunotherapy and who won't. However, even though it may be difficult to select ideal candidates for treatment, it appears that about 15 to 20% of cancer patients experience enduring results. Wow, 15 to 20%. That's fantastic. And I talked to a person today who says, I know people who had successful. Well, great. Good for them. They're in the 20%. Great. But for every person in the 20%, there's other people that it didn't help at all. And how many people do you know have had the entire regimen and died anyway, or got sicker, or were miserable, were compromised, wish they had never gone that way, and their shit comes back anyway and they die? I would rather say shit than cancer, if you don't mind. I hate that word, the C word. I'd rather say shit. If you don't like the word shit, I guess you're not having a good time now, but I'm having a great time, because it's like Mark Twain says. I got two great quotes from Mark Twain in the cursing department. Mark Twain says, quote, when angry, count to 10. When really angry, curse. I always follow that rule. He also had a rule about smoking cigars. He said, quote, I never smoke when I'm asleep, and I never refrain from smoking when I'm awake. He lived to be like 92 or something. Good for him. So it's the odds. It's the odds. I got unlucky. Whatever. Am I going to give up on it? No, because it's the best way. I'm just going to keep doing it and add other things to it that I've learned since then, right? So nothing works perfectly. Wow, 15 to 20%. Wow, that's amazing. No. And the side effects are horrendous. Look up the side effects of immunotherapy if you're thinking about doing it. Look up the side effects. Look up the side effects of chemo and radiation. You know what chemo does? They put this thing in there, except they inject it into your heart. They inject poison into your heart. It goes all through your body. Go ahead. I'm not going to go through it. Look them up. And especially, they want to, if I, on my neck, do you realize what's involved here? No, I'll just tell you what's involved with radiation to my neck. Possible side effects: fatigue, hair loss, mouth problems, skin changes, taste changes, throat problems such as trouble swallowing. Is that all? And he says, most people get over some of these things. They so hedge their bets. Some people get over some of these things eventually, but some people never do. They actually said that. I look it up on your own. Look it up. Some people never do. They never get over it. So they have trouble talking. They have trouble tasting. They never taste for the rest of their lives. They never can spit or have dry mouth for the rest of their lives. But they're in remission. And these are just the success rates you look up for the Holy Trinity in the medical world are like for 5 years. They don't say like successful for life. No. This system I'm following is successful for life when it works. And I don't know what happened. Some freak thing. I don't know. Something got through the cracks. I don't know. Am I going to give up on it? No. Because it's the only thing that treats the body with respect. And I'm going to add to it. I know things now differently. I want it all. I want it all. I'm not going to roll the dice. Either way, you roll the dice. You roll the dice their way. Oh, you roll the dice big time. You might get all these sicknesses, all these effects, and get your shit back anyway. Y'all, it happens all the time. Happens all the time. So, you know, comes down to God in the end, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? It sure does. Whatever doctor ends up doing, or whatever surgeon ends up doing, is if we freaking find one, they want a long-term relationship. They want to capture you, just like the church. The church wants to capture you for life. They just don't want you to come once and check them out. They want you as a member. That's why they have membership. You sign on the dotted line. Now you're a member. See, now they will love you forever. They'll love bomb you when you first come in and visit. Oh, they will love bomb you. Oh, we love you. Come on, you're so welcome. Here's a donut. Here's a coffee. Here's a hug. But if you never come back and they see you in the grocery store, they see you on the street, they'll cross to the other side. Oh, God, they hate you because you refuse to join them. You refuse to be in a love relationship with them. The medical world wants you to be in a love relationship with you. No, I'm sorry. I'm in it for the sex. It's a one-night stand, Dr. Leibowitz or whoever does my surgery. It's a one-night stand. But Martin, I want you to stay. I want to check on you. I want to treat you, and I want to check on you. It's a 10-year project. Remember that one ENT told me that? It's a 10-year. Anytime you get any little shit, it's a 10-year journey. No, it's not for me. One and done. I'm in it for the sex. I don't want a relationship with you. We're done. Okay? You do what you do best. I'll lay down. You cut. That's our sexual encounter. And then I'm gone, okay? One night stand. No, you're not getting me for life. You're not getting me for 10 years. You're not getting me for 10 minutes. You do your thing, and I'll go back and do my thing. This time, better, and who knows? You know, I mean, I'm assuming the first guy in Peru, he did a fantastic job. He did a fantastic job. But, you know, I mean, nobody knows for sure. There's so many variables. I still think the guy did a fantastic job. I would still tell you I'd rather be in Peru. But, you know, insurance, oh my God, I am so sick of this world. I have to be so involved in it, but I'm so sick of it. I'm going to puke. And my wife's the same way. But we're going through this together. We're frustrated, especially today when we made this appointment. And the cancer queen told us, yes, they take your insurance with a great surgeon in Miami, Jewish guy, Leibowitz, the other guy I was telling you about. Oh my God, Jews know how to operate. Are you kidding me? This guy'd be great. And it was set up by the cancer queen back at Boca Raton, the lady I don't like, the lady, she got down. She was so demeaning to me. She actually squatted down and looked up at me. Oh, you poor, are you from Nazareth? Oh, you took curcumin, that's cute. But let me tell you something about cancer, because I'm the cancer queen, okay? Immunotherapy is your best chance. Oh, you admit it, it's a chance then. Well, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, but you know it's only a chance. They know. They know it's not 100%. Christ. I had one doctor actually tell me. I asked him, what are the side effects of radiation? He actually said, nothing. My God. Liars. Nothing. No, there's no side effects. Really? Wow. Every single site I look at, including the National Cancer Institution, lists the side effects. What are the side effects of going to church? You become stupid in the things of God. You lose your peace. You lose your expectation. You lose your mind. You lose your ability to be free, to enjoy your freedom that Christ said he won for you, because you're not free. You have to conquer your sin. You conquer your flesh every day. You have to go to church. You have to maintain that look. You have to do what they tell you to do. Sing the songs they want you to sing. Say the prayers they want you to say. And get in the water for God's sake. If you don't baptize, you're going to die. And the mainstream, if you're not baptized in the mainstream medical world, they say you will die too. But, you know, screw them. I'm intent on living. I love life. I'm going to live. And my wife's going to help me live. And she is helping me live. What a great help my wife is. It's absolutely amazing. I love her and I love life. And I am optimistic. Just experiencing a few hassles here I thought I would share with you. Got some revelations here about religious and medical monopolies that have been broken by the internet, by open information, by people who are passionate, by people who know a lot more than the mainstream. These health people, they don't not just keep looking at alternatives that work with the body, that don't destroy the body, and that actually have a higher chance of working. My way maybe has 85% chance of working. Okay, I fell on the wrong side of the 80%. Okay, I got unlucky. There are other people who, with the immunotherapy that only works on 20% of the people, they fell on the good side of it. Good for them. I'm happy for them. But the chances are with the better chances, if you want to look at it relatively, the better chances are with the people who know about health. And as I told you, the mainstream medical knows nothing about health, just as mainstream religion knows nothing about God and Christ or God's Aeonian plan. But you and I, because we're independent thinkers, independent seekers, the Spirit of God makes its home in us, we know not everything, but we know enough to give us peace and a beautiful expectation.